a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny.
Are we not even going to take a chance? not even going to try to take a chance on the intro. It's like the intro from hell. Some nights it works, some nights it doesn't. It's like voodoo. You know, maybe somebody's sitting out there with a little Mike Chambers doll and they're sticking pins in it. I don't know. Very possible. It's hour two of the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also simulcast on TruthNet Radio on KU Satellite and low-power micro-broadcast FM stations all over the country. It's open lines tonight. I think Wednesday night, I mentioned this in the first hour, I think Wednesday night we are going to do kind of a What Are You Thankful For program. And because we will be off Thursday. I'm not sure of the schedule for Friday, if the network's going to be live on Friday or not. If I might just be here on Friday, if we are, and most likely. And so I hope everybody has a great, great holiday on Thursday. Sitting down, have a good meal, spend some time with some family and friends and stuff. And I'm looking forward. My sister will be in town. I only get to see her about once a year, and hopefully my other sister will come. And she's all the way out in West Virginia, but I hope she was thinking about coming. And I think I may still have a couple of aunts that have been visiting. That they're from Tennessee, and have been visiting at my dad's, and I think they might have thought about sticking around, but I don't know. So, but they've always got great stories to tell. Hillbillies have always got great stories. And my first wife, I took her to meet some of my relatives on my dad's side, and they were telling stories about people, and it scared the daylights out of her. it was very cool. But I always enjoyed, sitting around and listening to the old folks tell stories about, crazy things people had done in the past, and just listen. I used to go to my grandmother's house, and we'd sit there, and I would lay, I would just lay there, just enraptured, with the story. I'm supposed to be asleep, but I just kind of lay there with my eyes kind of half open, just listening to them, and it's always great fun. Memories I'll always cherish. Those are the little things, Not big things that you got, for Christmas or anything like that. It's just little stuff that makes life what it is. And so we'll talk about those things on Wednesday night. And hopefully have a good show. Tomorrow night will be open lines as well. And then we're going to try to next week after the holiday weekend, get everybody rolling again, get you some guests lined up. I am trying to get Dylan Avery and Jason Burmis on to talk about Loose Change, The Final Cut, which is out. It's been out, I guess, about a week or week and a half now. I finally got to watch it on Saturday. Very nicely done. Very nicely done film. And my hat's off to them. And if you've not seen it, you need to go to loosechange911.com. You can actually rent a stream of it. I think it's like $7. And that helps, help them defray the cost of the of making the movie, because there's a lot of money, a lot of licensed footage they got there. Of course, that'll help them make, more movies and the like. All right, we're going to grab a break, come back on the other side, talk some more. We got Ron Paul news. He's exceeding expectations. We'll tell you about that and more. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. You're plugged into the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is the number if you want to join us here on the Midnight Rider on this Monday night, the 19th of November, 2007. So glad you're with us and that you're part of the program tonight. We've got Ron Paul exceeding expectations. We'll get into that in a couple of minutes. This is what's being said on ABC News over the weekend. And he's won another straw poll, and this one overseas, believe it or not. And this Zogby poll that Alex Jones had done. We'll talk about it a bit as well. Let's go quickly to the telephone, though. Jim in New York, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You are on, sir. Thank you.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, I've heard some mentions over the past couple of weeks from folks about micro broadcasters, and you were just mentioning about being on some low-power FMs.
Right.
And I have a question for you. Are some of these low-power FMs, are these licensed low-power FMs, or are these guys with little Part 15s?
They're bigger than Part 15.
Bigger
than Part 15. And the FCC, for all intents and purposes, stopped offering low-power licenses a number of years ago.
Well, they took some heat when it came up. You probably recall that from the big guys. They didn't want anybody interfering, although, of course, anyone who was going to set up a licensed low-power FM, of course, still had to abide by the rules.
Right.
But the reason I'm asking that is because I have a low-power AM that I'm running.
No kidding.
And I run, and the reason I chose AM was because it's unlicensed. I have a loaded antenna, and I'm getting out all during the daytime, about a good mile radius from here.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. And at night, it's probably about a half mile. It's so much noise, you know, so much atmospheric noise.
Right.
Even though I'm up at 1650, so it's pretty quiet. But that darn Radio Disney from Virginia keeps coming in here. But anyway, the thing is, the reason I'm asking is because I know a couple of people who wanted to try doing the Part 15 FM, and seriously, they don't go more than 300 feet. If it goes more than that, it's illegal.
And according to Part 15 rules, that would be correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the difference, of course, is that on FM, it isn't a matter of power. It's a matter of microvolts per meter from the stick.
Right, and effective radiated power, and the higher the stick is, you know, the more effective power you have. So.
Right, well, you're limited to 250 microvolts, and that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it, okay, at 1 meter.
Yeah.
So with AM, the rule is 100 milliwatts, and the antenna can't be more than 3 meters high or 9.8 feet. And you can do a lot with that because those are kind of loose, you know, good ground
right.
And the whole thing and the signal gets out. So I wanted to let you know that, you know, I talked this over with the powers to be at RBN and they said, hey, go ahead, go for it. So we're running your network for about 18 hours a day.
Excellent.
So we're doing our part. We're doing our part.
Yeah, so. I mean, you know, every little bit helps. And I mean, you know, if you're getting, you're getting out a mile during the day and a half a mile at night. I mean, that's great. I mean, the only other thing I would tell you to do, salt water. It does wonders.
Yeah, the thing is, I will tell you this. This is a very heavily populated suburban area. Okay,
right.
So there are a lot of homes in that 1 mile radius.
That's good. That's excellent. I'm glad you're doing it. You're the first one that's doing a low power AM. And interestingly enough, and I was doing some searching through eBay the other day, and some low power AM transmitters are starting to show up, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah, there's a Rangemaster on there for about $700.
Yeah, and for a Rangemaster, that's a pretty good price.
Well, they're $1,000 new. Just, you know, again, if anybody's interested in that kind of thing, if they want thought about trying, it's pretty easy to do. You have to be technically savvy because I built everything myself.
Right.
So I got one of those SS Tran kits that you put together, and then I built the antenna myself from scratch, wound the coil and everything. So, I mean, you know, if you don't think you can do that, then you know, the Rangemaster is your. But you know, $1,000 is pretty steep just for the stick. You know.
Right.
I just wanted to pass that along, and we love the network. We're like I said, we're just trying to do our part, get the word out.
Hey, every little bit helps, Jim, and I appreciate it.
Okay,
appreciate you being on the program. Hey, yeah, thank you, and thank you for. So now I'm going to have to start mentioning low power AM stations as well.
Well, at least the one in Tonawanda, New York.
There we go, and I'm sure there'll be more that pop up. I mean, you have no idea. Thanks for the call. You have no idea. I see these huge continental transmitters, that show up on eBay, and I'm an old radio guy. Did most of my time on AM, and I know what AM will do, and I know how far AM will go. And you just sit there and think, oh my gosh, if I just had one of those and a nice stick to put it under, boom, what you could do and how far you could go. I used to work at a 50,000 watt AM station here in Oklahoma City, and you could just feel the RF. The radio frequency that was in this place, it was just huge. You could take out old fluorescent light bulbs, the big long tubes. And as you walked around, and the engineer, when he would go into one of these little shacks that held all the, you know, the stuff inside for the antennas, he would just stick it up. No need for a flashlight. You just hold the light tube up, and it lit up just like it was brand spanking new. And we used to go out there and swing them around. People thought we were like Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. Slow down and the whole nine yards in the middle of the night. But that's just everybody doing their part. And there's Jim. He's doing his part. You doing your part. Get these babies up. Get them up everywhere. And and it will indeed make a difference. We can fight this battle in their own front yard. Well, we can start to act instead of them reacting. I think that's a huge thing. I think it's big. And I just got to encourage everybody to do it. I mean, look, if you're thinking about spending a lot of money on DVDs, spend it on a micro instead. Because you're going to get more bang for your buck out of a micro than you are on the DVDs, whether it's AM or FM. I just think this is, you know, definitely the way to go. And you know, because look, they don't play by the rules. They stopped playing by the rules a long time ago. Matter of fact, they make up the rules as they go along. And I think if we're going to effectively combat these people, I think we have to play by their rules, which are no rules. I mean, we try to do this nice. We try to do this easy. And we try to make our voices known. But essentially, we exist with taxation without representation in Congress. We have a president now that is hell-bent on war. A vice president who runs things, who's hell-bent on war, driving the cost of oil up. I mean, our very existence and our very way of life is totally at stake. Because we got a bunch of yahoos that are all bought and paid for. Whether they're in Congress or they're in the White House, I mean, we've had how many godforsaken years of the Bushes? I mean, they've had their nasty heads inside of our government for over 50 years. Over 50 years. And you lump the Clintons in with it, and I mean, you know, and a possibility of another Hillary, another Clinton, for possibly 8 more years, and then maybe Jeb after that. I don't think we can take much more of it. And there's a total assault on our freedoms, a total assault on our liberties. We were talking about in the first hour, you know, how you get guys like Glenn Beck equating you and I as Ron Paul supporters as terrorists. We're not terrorists. We're people here that want to be left alone, want to be left to live our lives in freedom, have life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, don't want to sit and pay 40% of our income into income taxes, see it go down a dadgum hole. That's not what we're about. I mean, just imagine. What a roaring economy you'd have if you had that 40% in your pocket. Say a dollar turns over in a community 11 times. I mean, my gosh, think of the new businesses. Think of all the jobs. Think about the decent pay and those type of things. I mean, if you see how bad they've robbed us and raped us and they pillaged us to the point that there's nothing left. And they printed dollar after dollar after dollar. They printed so many of them that now the currency's fallen apart. And the drop started when they stopped printing the data to say how much was out there. And they're just running the presses, baby, and keeping it going. Milk's over $4 a gallon. Gas has crept back up over $3 where I'm at. And it's going to continue to go up. You've got them investing a good portion of our food supply now in this E85 ethanol. So the cost of your meat and your milk and everything is skyrocketing. Anything that's fed off of corn, whether it's a cow, it's chicken, whether it's a pig or whatever, it's going up. Cost is going up everywhere. Cost of fuel going up. And you pay for it with a dollar that's worth less. I mean, so it means what you bring home buys you less. Good food pantries around the country are saying that regular, everyday, normal working people are starting to show up because they can't make ends meet. There's a collapse around the corner, folks, and it's coming. And our only chance of staving it off, folks, quite honestly, is we've got to get Ron Paul elected. I'm sorry. And he's not the be-all, end-all. He's not the end result. He's the beginning. Ron Paul's the beginning. And then we start taking on the 535 in Congress, and you basically tell them, look, it's our way or the highway. You've had too much fun, bub. Party's over. Back in a minute, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to be a part of the program. Coming up next, we'll talk about Ron Paul exceeding those expectations. Don't go anywhere.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Disguise living all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. But
back here on the Midnight Rider here on this Monday night, Ron Paul, you know, as much as he's, as they're trying to demonize him, they can't ignore him. And he's getting more and more mainstream coverage. More and more mainstream press that's beginning to, you know, to take notice of a guy that is starting to roll. And this was the case on this week with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News yesterday. And take a listen to this clip, and you got George Will talking about his boy Ron Paul.
38% of Republicans are Southerners. So he has to play down there. But let's don't forget my man Ron Paul here. I talked to someone very, very sophisticated about New Hampshire politics who says he expects that Ron Paul will spend as much money as Giuliani and Romney.
He can.
He said he already has received two mailings from Paul and a automatic phone call, and he expects him to be in double digits and finish ahead of two or three so-called national candidates, and the question is, who is he cannibalizing?
And it could be Giuliani. It could be McCain. What's so interesting about that is that we've tended to discount him, but his support, if he concentrates it in one state, can be very significant. I was surprised this week, both when I went out with Fred Thompson, there were about a dozen Ron Paul supporters at his event. I was at a college this week, Goucher College outside of Baltimore. More than half of the questions from students came from Ron Paul supporters. He's got a following.
It's a small, and there are more posters for him as you drive around New Hampshire than anybody else, that's for sure. But remember, the Republican race is a subset of the Democratic race. It's going to react to, if Hillary does well, the Republican race will react to that in New Hampshire. And that'll be the determinative factor. And nobody's going to say, Hillary's doing well, let's nominate Ron Paul. Nobody's going to say that.
No question about that. And Karl Rove made his debut in Newsweek this week, how to beat Hillary next November. Jake, the most interesting thing I see coming out of his column is the notion that jobs, the economy, taxes, and spending are going to be the big issues in this campaign. It is going to come back to the economy, according to Karl Rove.
No, I think that's right, and I think the Democrats are always going to be hit for being tax raisers. Just one point on Ron Paul, if I could. I'm sorry, George, to follow your lead, but if you look at the candidates who are fairly candid, Fred Thompson on Social Security, John McCain, Rudy Giuliani, Ron Paul makes them all look like politicians who are being calculating. Ron Paul will actually say, no, I don't support. We should get rid of all these agencies. He really is the one true straight talker in this race.
That's why he does well.
He's
going to do a lot better than Alan Keyes.
And he has money being printed up as we speak, you know, coins that are now being distributed in his favor.
Let's turn to baseball.
We're done with baseball. Baseball has been very, very good to me. Football? I don't know. I think as time rolls on, I think they're right. This is probably going to turn more back into the economic issues. And Ron Paul is indeed the only straight talker. And that's the truth. I mean, he says his whole platform can be summed up in 60 seconds. And if you give him time to expound, I've listened to some speeches of him that he's delivered here lately that are 15, 20 minutes long. And the things that he goes into and the things he explains, and it makes sense. And that's why people are starting to pick up the Ron Paul banner and are saying, yeah, this is the guy. Because you've got guys like Rudy Poot Giuliani, Fred, am I really here, Thompson? And Mitt, oh no, there's a hair out of place, Romney, along with, hi, my name's John McCain, war hero, vote for me. McCain's out of money. I mean, he's got like $3 million in change. He'll probably have to ask for federal matching funds like Joe Biden is going to do. Tom Tancredo has already done that. And just for a hope and a prayer, Huckabee has no money. And the only person that's resonating out of this whole group of Republican candidates is Ron Paul. Alex's poll just shows, I mean, that people on the regular landline phones, they know who Ron Paul is, and they agree with him, and they think he's the guy. I mean, folks, this is truly something revolutionary, where this guy comes out of literally nowhere. He hasn't been to Bilderberger, hadn't been to Bohemian Grove, and this guy out of nowhere is coming along, and people are going, yeah, I dig this message. This message makes a whole heck of a lot of sense to me. Because just as we were saying before the break, people's money buys less. And when people are able to do less with their money, eventually they discover it and say, oh no, what's going on here? You've got polls across the country where people are more and more worried about making the house payment, being able to stay in their home. There's renters being kicked out of homes now that have always paid on time, but because the person, their landlord, defaulted on his mortgage, they're getting kicked out. Folks, I mean, this is happening all over the country. 1 in 10 houses in the city of Cleveland, empty. Empty. Foreclosed. Boom. Detroit, now the most dangerous city in America. It's a ghost town.
Cities like Detroit, Flint, Cleveland, all over America this is happening, folks. More in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
That's some good stuff here on the Midnight Rider. I liked it. Man, that's some good stuff. Shame he is gone. It's one of those things where, you know, a lot of the musical heroes and stuff that you have, you know, my kids come in and they hear me listen to a song. Dad, are they dead? Because a lot of my musical heroes are now dead. and Stevie Ray Vaughan, one of them. Yeah, that one's dead, huh? Dead. kind of, it makes you feel old. I mean, dad's that one dead? Yeah, he's dead. What about her? Is she dead? Yeah, she's dead too. So it's like I get the dead man jukebox rolling in my house here. But Ron Paul is exceeding expectations. Nobody expected him 6-8 months ago to be doing nearly what he's doing now. Double digits in New Hampshire, very doable. I think with every passing day, his chances of winning increase. And I think if he does well in New Hampshire and does decent in Iowa and South Carolina, I think he's off to the races. And just the things just flat kick into gear. And it's this message. I mean, it's this message that is just so huge that people want to hear it. I mean, it's like, hey, you know, these Ron Paul events are everywhere. You know, they'll plan for 400 or 500 people to show up and 1,000 come out. It's like in Iowa earlier this year, they had this Republican presidential candidates forum. They didn't invite Ron Paul. So Ron Paul rents a room right next to him and has double what they have. Because again, this message just resonates. This is from LouRockwell.com. I write Stuart's Whitfield. I'm pleased to report that Congressman Ron Paul won the straw poll last night in Seoul at the annual Thanksgiving dinner hosted by the Republicans Abroad of Korea. Dr. Paul won with 50% of the vote, beating Rudy Giuliani, who garnered 23% of the vote, followed by McCain, Romney, Huckabee, others, and, of course, Tommy Thompson, who's out of the race now, with 0%. So I just think it's absolutely huge. Dylan, in Texas, you are on the program. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Howdy, Midnight Rider.
What's going on?
Well, I'm listening to you. You're doing a fine job as usual. And I am going to be voting for Ron Paul, seeing as how I am still a registered voter. And I do call my Congress because I know how to use a telephone and I know the phone number.
Excellent.
And calling your Congress is actually, in one way, definitely more powerful than your vote. They say that your call represents 999 other constituents as well as yourself when you call.
Right.
Anytime you call, write a letter, or send an email to Congress. And, of course, those guys' votes really do count. That is, in Congress.
They do.
That's an actual democracy where every vote really counts. Anyway, but I am voting for Ron Paul, but he is already winning. His campaign is not just a campaign to win the presidential race. His campaign is very much parallel to that of Republic Broadcasting Network, into that is dissemination of information and truth, and getting people's minds set up to be able to, introducing people to information so that help them get set up to grasp the truth. And
it's amazing, Dylan, what he's been able to accomplish in just a few short months. I mean, a lot of folks have been at this Patriot Broadcasting thing for a long, long time, and Ron Paul has, in just a few months with a simple, easy to understand message, as I think is instrumental probably in waking up a large number of people that are starting to search and find more information.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and that's why I say he's already winning. You know, he's introducing people the truth, and people start talking about Ron Paul, and they start, and whether or not he wins, I don't know. This is a surge of reality focus among people who are focused on him. It's like he's so much into truth and reality that people that are focused on him are focused on the topics that he espouses, which in my opinion is pretty much a lot, most, you know, truth and reality.
Right.
And I'm just all for people focusing on truth and reality, because that's where it's at.
Yeah, and some of it's, so much of his message, Dylan, is just plain common sense. I mean, the stuff he says makes sense. I mean, it just every word he utters, just it literally makes sense. And everywhere he goes, whether it's a black audience or it's a white audience or whatever audience he's in front of, he tears the house down.
You know, it's obvious to me. He's made to order. You know, I'm a believer in the Messiah and the Creator, and he was created and called to be here at this time as a senior in age, in experience, and in office. He's been in office as a representative for decades now, and he has been called and chosen for what he's doing right now. And whether or not he wins this presidency, like I'm saying, he's a pinnacle of a surge of truth coming through the people rather than from the bureaucrats. And I'm not dependent on him being selected or elected to already call him a winner, because I'm looking at everybody who's displaying a bumper sticker or a sign of his even as a winner. That sounds kind of silly, you know, but
no, it's not, because the message is the key thing, Dylan, and he understands that. I mean, here's a guy that's 73 years old, is not exactly photogenic, that's not the best speaker. I mean, he's not well oiled and slicked down like, you know, somebody like Romney. But it's the message. The message is plain. It's simple. It's understandable. And it goes back to our very core that people want to be free and they want to be left alone to live their lives. And that's the key piece of all of it. I mean, that's the overriding message. And you're right. If whether he's elected or not, that message is sprung open. And millions, I mean millions of people have heard this message now. And it's not going to be stopped.
Hallelujah. Yeah, he's like standing on top of a public mountain right now, and below him are literally millions of people with the same message.
Yep. Exactly. Dylan, I appreciate the call. Thanks for
Thank
being
you,
a part
brother.
Of the program tonight. Yeah, I mean, that's it. You know, I mean, there it is, the mountaintop. He's there. And you know, he stepped up and he ran, and man, I think it's just incredible that what we're seeing across the country with a groundswell for Ron Paul. I mean, I've never donated to a political campaign in my life. I've never plugged a political candidate in my entire time on the radio. But I'm talking about Ron Paul. And I'm giving money to Ron Paul. I talk about Ron Paul at least twice a day on both my radio shows. Talk to him about, you know, when I'm out and about with people, and they talk about different things. Talk about the election. I'll say, "Have you heard about Ron Paul?" No. What about Ron Paul? Check him out. Here's his website. That's what this guy stands for. And people can't deny. I mean, you cannot argue freedom, liberty, government by the Constitution. And we stay out of everybody else's business. You can't argue that. So that's why they keep going after him. And, you know, now it's some white supremacist website. The guy who runs it donated some money to him. That's the big thing with the ADL. But the thing is, hey, they're noticing Ron Paul. And, of course, Ron Paul can't determine, you know, who's going to be donating to his campaign or not. But you've got... You've got with this poll with Alex that Alex did, and I'm thankful to Alex for doing this poll. It's pretty cool. Ron Paul wins in almost every category. I mean, literally, almost every category. The majority of people want our troops home from the war now. You know, people are starting to realize that this whole thing is a sham. But Alex's poll, it just shows that people are interested in real issues. They want answers. They're tired of the double speak, the double talk. I mean, just case in point, like I mentioned in the first hour, Barack Obama, they were trying to raise $5 million in a day. He got $4,000. $4,650. That's pretty sad. I mean, it's real sad. Fred Thompson shows up for a fundraiser down in Dallas. The only people there is the guy who runs his meetup group, who no longer runs his meetup group, and Ron Paul supporters. Drinks are out, the tables are set, everything, and there's Fred and nobody else. Because these people don't resonate. These people don't have any type of message. They don't have any type of plan. People know that this is just more of the same of selling this country out piece by piece. Got an article where Dubai is looking at buying banks here in the United States. So now they get in on the Ponzi scheme. But you've got these foreign countries just sitting around licking their chops, waiting to start to gobbling up the infrastructure and everything else they can get a hold of in this country. And I mean, it's incredible. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Well, I got to pay you back, Mike.
How's that?
You got to learn to respect your elders. Now, here's an old man who's asleep out in the woods having a perfectly good sleep. Then I heard this deep voice, something about, and out of the mist came, and I heard that damn song, The Midnight Rider.
Yep, that's it.
You know, I can't even go to sleep without you waking me up.
Well, turn it down.
Huh? Then you start talking about tinfoil hats and what we got to call the elite. Well, hell, everybody ought to be wearing a tinfoil hat of some sort, because I heard that you could put an egg between two cell phones for 5 minutes and hard boil it.
Yeah, that's a heck of a deal. That's so, definitely lunch on the run, isn't it?
So maybe all the people who use cell phones all wear tinfoil hats. Now, as far as the elite goes, I think we ought to call them the feces elite. Because, you know, the thing about feces is they run downhill from the point of origin, and then they float to the top. So,
yeah, they're certainly not the cream. That's...
I'll let you go. That other caller had it right on the head, though. Ron Paul don't even have to go to the White House. He's raising issues. And he's lighting the fire in the belly of the young people in this country. And he's done irreparable damage already to the New World Order. And he doesn't even have to win the presidency. He's already won the battle.
Yeah, because the message is out.
The message
and,
is out. They've been had.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's the guy throwing a monkey wrench into all the little plan.
And that's
the cool thing to watch. I mean, you know how these people are scrambling. I mean, the best that they can do is call him and his supporters terrorists. I mean, come on.
He reminds me of that scene in that movie with Bill Murray, where they showed him where they had the swimming pool all drained, and everybody was standing around the edges and. He's out there in a hazmat suit and reached down and picked up this long brown thing. Happened to be an old Henry bar without the wrapper on it. And took a bite out of it and said, boy, this is good. The old lady fainted. You remember that scene?
Caddyshack, yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ron Paul done did a Caddyshack on him. I'll see you later. I've had
all right, Graybeard. Go back to bed.
No, I ain't going. No, you already woke me up now. Now I'm going to have to go to George Norrie later.
Well, you have a good one, Graybeard.
You'll be an all-nighter again.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with that. I got an all-nighter as well planned. So you have a good night, and thanks for being a part of the show. But yeah, it's the message that's key. And You know, I'd spent some months before Ron Paul came along trying to figure out how to make the message simple, where in just a couple of minutes you could break it down to people, and he has. Just plain old simplicity. No need for research. I mean, there's, you know, boom. He lays it out for you. Gives the story right there. Plain and simple. And, yeah, whether he wins or loses is not important. But I think if we can elect the guy, there's a whole lot we can start. And it'll be a lot easier taking the country back. Because we get him there. He's got a bully pulpit to start beating the daylights out of Congress. And we just start removing them one at a time. You know, this House of Representatives, hey, they all come up for election every 2 years. Matter of fact, now's not a bad time. You know, they're all running in 2008. You know, kind of nail them, hit them now, send them home, and make it clear to these candidates that run, hey, you know, you're up there to serve us. Not up there to make a career. You're there to serve us. It's public service, not us serving you. We've all just kind of managed to get that all backwards. Back in a minute with a final segment. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
the Midnight Rider, final segment for the night. Don't forget tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time, in place of Michael Herzog, we got Rob Bishop is going to be in his place. And so everybody take a listen. Rob, quite an intelligent guy. He's done a lot of research, got a lot of information. Herzog, yeah, so be sure and listen to Rob from 2 to 4. I know I will be, so let's make it a date. Herzog shows have been pretty interesting from Mexico. I think the one thing that highlights is how badly we are being robbed. You talked about the prices of things down there. We're being raped and pillaged at every turn, whether it be taxes, prices for medication. And you can go across the border and buy the same thing for a lot less. Same thing in Canada. And we've just so passively have just gone along with all of that and said, okay, whatever, I'll pay it. Yeah, buddy. And you've got more and more of this insurance stuff coming along, and even that stuff starts to pay less and less. I saw policies out there. I was looking at some stuff the other day. Policies with $5,000 deductibles. We're never going to, most people are never going to meet that deductible. I think the average healthcare costs like $1,500 a year for the average person. So you never meet your deductible in some of these plans that are coming up. So it's useless. You're just paying premiums to enrich somebody else. And the whole medical system and everything is just so out of control. Technology and those type of things are supposed to bring prices down, but instead the prices just go up. And, I just know from my little stay, the bills are about to start coming in. And I know I'm just going to, grimace at the thought of how much this stuff's going to cost. I mean, just to stay in the hospital is a couple of grand a day now. And they don't do anything. I mean, you might see them 4 or 5 times a day, and that's it. The rest of the time you're in there watching, junky cable TV or trying to read or sleep. That now they will do. Would you like this vaccination, sir? How about this vaccination? We've got a pneumonia. We've got hepatitis. We got the flu. I was literally offered six different vaccines while I was in the hospital this go around. And everyone I answered, no. And a lot of times, people are absolutely pressured into taking these. You need this shot, you need that shot. Oh, bend over. Let's nail you with this one. Did a big drill out in Colorado. Where like 30,000 people showed up to get their flu shot in this little pandemic drill. Ooh. Hey, yes, let me avoid the flu by getting the flu. So much today is it's just all backwards. What's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. Now, that's why Ron Paul's message it makes so much sense. Because it adds clarity to it all. It just puts it back where it's, totally supposed to be. And I'm just tickled in a small way to be a part of it. I mean, I'm just so excited about it. And, what he does, and day in and day out, we hear new information about how his campaign's growing. Don't forget, folks, listen to Rob Bishop tomorrow from 2 to 4. Central time and place for Michael Herzog. I guess it's a travel day for Michael. Hey, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night. With